DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
You will never. Foreshadowing.
Yeah. One day someone will hear that and
every
go.
Every time I hear it, it's always a laugh riot now. From past episodes to future episodes.
So this was a big week. Well, kind of a big Thursday because the new Star Wars trailer dropped.
Oh,
did you guys see it?
Yes.
I did.
I'm impressed. We're going back to like real Star Wars.
Yeah.
Real stormtroopers, Star
Destroyers. Star Wars Light.
fucking Death Star. We get to see it being built. That's fucking badass.
In all honesty, my only grievance is if we could just get the fuck away from the whole Death Star.
Because
it's been done. And even like as much as I loved The Force Awakens, and again,
it was essentially, let's destroy the Death Star.
Yeah, but it's just, here's the old Death Star. Here's the new and improved Disney Death Star that actually feeds off the power from a sun.
Did you guys see the Mickey ears on it?
there was a gift shop available as well. There was a place for the parents to just
there was a lot of fireworks.
Off. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree with you. I would like to get away from the only movie we really haven't had some sort of Death Star was Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And in arguably one of the finest of the movies, I would say. Because it ends on a down note. So it's not like, all happiness and light and everything works out at the end and the hero gets the girl.
It's a bittersweet ending
is
what it is. Because it's like, it's a very downer ending.
Yeah.
But, the heroes are still alive and there's a hope that,
would you say
we're gonna get hope? Everyone together. Shut up. I will... You know what?
No, come on.
More
come
of
on,
a
on.
Return.
You only got the 6 shots. Come on, just...
Yeah, that's a warning.
Okay. Daddy only gives one warning.
Wait, just so you know, I'm serious.
Double warning. Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
What caliber Nerf gun is that?
Dead.
Each one is laced with Iocane powder. It's odorless, flavorless.
No, the thing in the trailer, the one thing in the trailer that made me stand up. And again, I'm with you. I'd like to get away from Death Star, but I do like this take on it.
Yeah.
It's essentially the story that leads to A New Hope, which is these are the people who stole the plans for the Death Star for the rebels to find a weakness to destroy it. So we're seeing in this movie, we're seeing the final touches of the Death Star being put together. There's a scene in the trailer where that big dish is being set in it.
Nice.
And it's badass. Seen original X-Wings.
Yeah.
AT-ATs are in it. They're storming some beach. I'm guessing Normandy.
Dude, there would have been a much lower loss of life on the American side had we had the AT-AT technology.
Had we had
even a chicken walker would have been good.
The only thing that kind of makes me go, is Forrest Whitaker is in it.
What's wrong with Forrest Whitaker?
I just don't think he...
What's right with him?
Well, I know it's not his left eye. I know that's what.
Oh.
I can say that because there's no way he can find me. I just keep on.
just stay on his left side. He can't see you.
Just dip into that peripheral vision.
There you go.
Gone. Right. Gone.
Come on, Private Onion or whatever his name was from Good Morning Vietnam.
He is one of the worst actors I've ever seen, and I cannot stand
See,
him.
I disagree with that. I don't think he's one of the worst. I just don't think he belongs in a Star Wars movie. I don't think he's a... I feel he's more of a dramatic actor.
See, and then that's where I would disagree with you, James. I mean, I do agree that...
That's really? What you get for disagreeing.
At least you didn't hit the whole nuts. You just got the shaft. The fact that he might not be a good fit for this, but I do feel that there have been some movies that Forrest Whitaker has done that were actually very well done. Ghost Dog being one of them. As well, when he was in Good Morning Vietnam. That's one of my favorite
He was
movies.
Fabulous in Good Morning Vietnam.
And he was funny in Good Morning Vietnam.
And he was
Vietnam.
Thin.
Yeah.
he was one of
he
the better parts of...
He was Whitaker. He wasn't full Forrest yet. He hadn't, like, bloomed or
blossomed. He was one of the better parts of the original Species movie. He played the clairvoyant.
That's right.
I loved
about
him
Species.
In that. Yeah.
I was too busy jerking off to Natasha Henstridge, but
you know, as we all were.
Mom, I'm going to rent that movie from Blockbuster again, if you don't mind. Then lock the door to my room.
Going to brush my teeth. Might take a while. I think it's almost like they're setting him up to be this movie's Obi-Wan.
Okay, that I would have a sincere problem with.
Yeah.
Because as much as I don't hate him, as much as Bryce openly does and gives no fucks about, so, but I don't see him quite filling the shoes of that kind of character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be a good ensemble character, not one of the main chieftains, so to speak.
He's a better extra.
Interesting side note, I don't know if like this is Sarlacc confirmed Pitt or not, but the lady playing Mon Mothma, who features very prevalently, is the original Mon Mothma. So they got
Seriously?
They got her back. She looks exactly the same. Exactly.
Well, they
like
had her
she
in
is
carbonite
not aged.
Since, you know,
I guess so.
Get her in a carbonite. Go for a little dip.
So that's this December. I can't wait to see it.
I hope that they keep
as more stuff comes out. Of course, we will debate it and talk about it on the show because we're a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah, and we've got literally nothing better to do with our time.
Not a thing.
Could go back to college. Could get a better job. Nope. Sorry.
Can I share with you guys a funny story that happened to me this week?
Please.
And my wife was probably going to shoot me at the end of it.
What kind of Nerf gun does she have?
The really big, the mega one.
The pulse rifle.
There will be nothing left of me.
Yeah, there's 250
one
rounds,
shot,
yeah.
Nothing but my shoes, and that's it.
One shot, one kill. Just that voice from another room, that's hilarious.
My wife has gotten, over the past, I'd say, 3 to 4 months, she's gotten really into Doctor Strange.
Okay.
In anticipation for the movie. She started getting the comics and stuff. And she texted me while I was at work. It's like, you are taking me to see Dr. Strange. I can feel her. There's a disturbance in the force.
Like, I heard one voice cry out, and there was suddenly silence. There's a red dot on you. That's weird.
Only one?
That we can see.
But she was like, you are going to take me to see Dr. Strange. So I was like, duh. Or it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
I will go see Black Panther, and I hate Black Panther, but it's a Marvel movie.
Racist.
It's going to be a good movie.
Can we isolate that? I hate Black
what,
Panther.
What, that you say racist?
No, that you say you hate Black Panther.
He's a terrible character.
All right, we'll get into that later, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut off your story.
Here's the reason why, though. It's not that she identifies with Doctor Strange or that he's compelling to her. Two words. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Stop drilling. You've hit sexy, my friend. I'm not even gay, and I would be like, all right, you know, let's do this thing.
Can Benny. We isolate that?
Hey, Benny, come on, Benny. Just throw it in me.
She,
I'll give you a mystery to solve, Sherlock.
I don't know. Where is it?
My penis is called Moriarty. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. Catch me if you can. And just me like
chase me around the desk.
Me in like pantaloons and like a pirate shirt, just like mincing around. And Benedict's just like, "This is my life."
I had a career. What happened?
I was Doctor Strange for fuck's sake.
Bottom.
But no, I mean, okay, you know.
But see, here's the thing. She's, and I don't know why I didn't pick up on this earlier. She's got a thing for British actors. Most of the shows she like are from the BBC, movies, you know, things like that. I've always known that she's been like a mystery girl. She loves the mystery shows and dramas and stuff like that. But ever since Sherlock came out, it's everything Benedict Cumberbatch. But here's where it gets even weirder. She now has a thing for David Tennant.
Okay.
And I joked, and I'm still alive for this.
With him.
David Tennant, the 10th Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. She's just looking at me with this look of like
just that glare
in my
like,
mind.
How
I'm
how dare it. You?
You're dead.
No, she does. She was a smile and a nod of like just like oh yeah, no. You want you come over here and hop on mic because these are always fun. Oh come on, you went to school for this.
Okay, yeah, it's sitting next to you that she's
so. Like. I'm assuming that it's because of the accent, for the most part.
That's part of it.
What's the other part?
Sexiness.
The Guatemalan-ness, the natural heat.
He's a spicy Englishman.
What accent was that? That wasn't even close. That wasn't even like retarded
Scotsman.
I just
made it up.
It's like Zangief with a stroke. I don't know what
I
that
call
was.
I call it Doctor Strange. You know because what? It's strange.
If you really want to spice things up in the bedroom, you get yourself some hair dye and you do a little gray, you know. On the,
oh, I'm getting the full cape.
Oh yeah.
And the medallion.
Yeah.
Just horrifying her.
Yeah. My speakers just went about whatever. Set that. I can still hear myself talking to you. That's fine. No,
yeah,
it's still
you like, that?
No,
it's, you like that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's
twist
right.
It like that.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
They are so horrifying.
That's my sister talking about someone that she wants to bone.
But I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and everyone has that celebrity crush.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know from you guys, like, who is yours?
Betty White.
Without even thinking.
Not even a moment of hesitation. If I'm ever left alone in a room with Betty White, I will give everything I can to get in her depends. I don't care. I will take sexual supplements. That's what. Then Bree just walks. She's like,
she's done.
My segment's done. I answered two questions.
She is so done.
My lawyer has said I've fulfilled.
She's
my
gonna
requirements.
Go vomit right now.
Fulfilled my contract. Why is it that
it's interesting that you would use the words fulfilled my contract?
Just saying.
It's part of the lingo.
Well, the marriage license,
but
basically.
Why Betty White?
Because, first of all, if you look
you
at
just
pictures,
like older women?
Well, not necessarily. It isn't even thinking about older women. Like, you know, I could go for like a Sofia Vergara, you know, from Modern Family, that sexy Latina that's married to Ed O'Neill's character. I could go with any number of other, you know, younger actresses, but Betty White has been consistently amazing in every role that she's ever played. And if you look at pictures of her back when she was younger, stunning. Mm-hmm. So just because she's older now doesn't mean that she still doesn't have a quotient of sexy as far as I'm concerned, because I don't just look at what your physical body is and the fact that we'd have to probably put like a brace or something between her hips so I don't like shatter her like a, you know, like a old... Like a really like a balsa wood IKEA furniture.
One thrust and you'd be done because it's Betty White.
Actually, I'd probably call her Rose from the Golden Girls. But I mean, she's funny. She's a great actress all the way around.
She is filthy dirty too.
I know, and that's the other thing too is, and she's from St. Olaf.
Talk real good, real dirty.
She'd talk you off.
Fuck yeah. She'd probably like wear a Golden Globe around her neck. You know, like, what's going on? Yeah, I won this. What's up? Let's do this thing. But in all sincerity, I see her...
Oh, my God. My wife is so horrified.
Again, but what's bad about having a crush on an older woman?
No, there's nothing. I was just...
No.
I'm not mocking you. I'm asking because I just want to know what it is about her specifically that I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
I just want to know. Bryce, okay. What's yours?
Let's hear yours first.
Me?
Yeah.
Apparently I'm Bryce's.
No, I said
he just pointed at me. It's like you.
This is awkward. I saw this going differently.
But, I did too.
When this finally came out, you already know how thick he is in some capacities. Just saying.
A lot of enthusiastic.
Huge.
A lot.
So what's yours?
I have
Vin Diesel.
I have an international, well-known one, and I have a local one.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
Really? That's so flattering.
You're not going to be flattered when you hear.
Okay.
Don Frost.
Damn!
Besting me at every goddamn corner. I can't get away from him.
No, my very well-known one has been, and probably always will be, Alyssa Milano.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sexy. Just intelligent.
Four words. I had to count them out in my head. Embrace of the Vampire. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a DVD copy of it?
No, I
it's
don't,
burned
unfortunately.
Burned TV. He doesn't even need to put the DVD in.
That was the first movie she did after Who's the Boss, and she was trying to break away so hard from that character.
And she
And
was
she did. She did.
Killer.
I was devastated the day that she came to visit KUFO. She showed up, or she left... 10 minutes before I got to work.
Are you fucking serious?
I was just... I wanted...
Because there's that picture of... Who is it? Like Court and Fatboy or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was like all just every... She still to this day is stunning.
Oh my God, just so gorgeous.
So what is it about Alyssa Milano or Samantha?
The thing for me is the fact that we're very close in age. I think she might be a few months older.
Yeah.
And when
so you're an ageist. That's fine.
Yeah. When I got into when I started watching more TV and stuff, Who's the Boss was on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just the character of Sam seemed like an every girl.
Yeah.
Like a girl I had a chance with.
But also, what I always liked about Samantha from Who's the Boss was she was a tomboy. And I've always been very much drawn to tomboys. Girls that don't sort of follow the specific, like, you know...
She wasn't a girly girl.
Yeah.
She could get out there and roughhouse with the boys, but then she can go shower and change and just be elegant.
Yeah, totally.
And I always identified with her, and I think that was also because she was as the character grew, she became more intelligent, more academically.
The character
and
developed.
I was always drawn towards. I think because of that, drawn towards more intelligent girls.
Yeah.
In who I dated, so she has always been like the measure by which other girls are judged.
So where does,
for me.
Where does Bree fall on the millimeter, if you will?
She's actually above the millimeter. Yeah. Hard to believe.
No, it's not hard to believe at all. I'm sorry. I like to see...
And it has nothing to do with the gun she's holding in my head right now.
In simple hand-to-hand melee weapons combat, I would like to see in one corner Alyssa Milano, in the other corner, your lovely wife.
God. We'd have to say goodbye to Alyssa.
Yeah, well, you know... Nothing gold can stay, Pony Boy. Nothing gold can stay.
But my local one, and this is recent, like within the last year, is Channel 6's Kristen Van Dyke.
Is she the dark-haired chick?
The short chief meteorologist.
Oh, the meteorologist. Okay, there's another woman that I'm thinking of. It's not the same one, I think. There's something wrong with her mouth. Like the way she talks is like, you know, there's like the part of it droops.
On 6?
I don't know if it's on 6 or not, but she's a local, long dark hair. She's like a main anchor.
Not 6 then.
Yeah.
All of 6's female anchors are blonde.
Okay. Well, that's clear.
And here's the thing, and I was talking to someone about this recently. Channel 6 has cornered the market on hot reporters.
True.
There's
Is that a good thing though? Totally. Are they? Well,
okay. I am more interested in the news now.
But I mean, like, you know, there's, can they deliver a decent story?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's one girl on Coin that I dubbed the Naughty Librarian. Her name is Jennifer Dowling, and she is super hot when she wears her glasses. She's just...
You do realize your wife is standing like
five, six feet from you. I have to listen to Benedict Cumberbatch and David Tennant shit all the time.
Okay, fair enough. But they don't...
How do I compare with that?
They don't work in this city. They don't work in this... They are many, many, many miles away, as far as you know. You know? They only come to town...
I have been hearing some strange noises coming out of the closet, and I'm no longer allowed to look in there.
Christmas presents, shut your mouth!
They've had accents.
Yeah.
So...
I dare say, can anyone hear my voice? I am quite intrigued about possibly getting out of this particular subterfuge.
And Jim was never heard from again. Wow. He's too close.
He's figured it out.
Take him out.
Okay, so what is it about the meteorologist that you've got the hard on?
Just like Alyssa Milano, she seems very approachable.
I remember her from Who's the Boss. Was she like one of Mona's?
No.
All right. Figured I was going to get a nerf pellet for that one.
She's very intelligent, super into weather.
Super into weather. No, let that one simmer for a second, because that's fucking hilarious. You know, that one chick, kind of like her a lot. Ah, center mass. Don't even care. It's totally worth it. Tell my wife I love pizza. She's super into weather. Said no one ever before James Robinson. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Can I quantify that?
Do you want more rope? We'd love to give you more rope. This whole rope factory, this Burlington rope factory that we've created for you.
Honey, could you give me my sword?
It's gonna be in you though.
It's the only way to shut him up.
It's the one that can tell what the weather's gonna be like tomorrow. It's the one with the Doppler on it.
I'll get both of them.
Thank you.
It's gonna be a lot of kebabs. It's gonna be some rainy weather for Jim tomorrow. It's so sad. So she's super into weather. That's cool,
there's
bro.
There's a cold
cool.
front approaching there's you.
An icy, embracing cold. An eternal cold, if you will.
Some chill winds coming from the north.
So she's super into weather.
Can't even say it.
That's two. That's fucking two. God damn it. So mommy and daddy, how'd you two meet? Well, she was super into weather. I mean, how was I going to say no? I got to know, we're going to wear a raincoat tomorrow or like boots?
So Bryce.
No, I want to hear the rest.
Just moving on.
I want to hear the rest. So yeah. She's super into weather.
It's funny when somebody else says it. It's funny when somebody else says it. Oh, I'm sorry. This is what it feels like to be me on any given fucking day. Okay. Embrace it.
Toth
embrace
weather.
The pain.
All right, let's go.
There we go. Thank you for not aiming for a genital of your choice. All right, you're almost, yeah. It's a nerve, so I should probably be able to have one more kid. We're hoping. Might not be as cute. Might not be as smart. Might be a little lumpy on the one side.
A little slower.
You know?
I love that he wins, though. His Dude, leg's like,
You want to play dick chicken with Nerf guns? You want to play that game? You did that like you do that all the time.
Like
you shot
steel.
Yourself in the dick.
That's why you wear a cup.
Like Dick Cheney's balls from Boy President. Rich Corinthian leather encased in carbonite. So she's super into weather. What else? No, seriously, what else about her? I think we've beaten this one into a snow front. I thought she actually thought your wife brought you swords. Oh, God.
I think that's the name for the show.
She's super into weather. Super into weather, bro. It might always be rainy in Portland, but sunny in James's heart. That's three. That's fucking three. And I'm out. Oh, Jesus. You're enabling him.
No, you're enabling me.
Okay, well, I had a good run. You know? Your words, bro. Your words.
Are you gonna finish?
I think he finished for me.
If I had a nickel.
So Bryce.
But is there any other legitimate things about her that you find attractive?
The way she points at that green screen.
Is it like her demeanor, like the way that she can sort of
she's. As I said, she seems very personable.
Yeah.
Like you could just walk up and talk to her and she'd be totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Which I imagine she's got to have some of that, you know, because she's well known in Portland, yeah. You know. I mean, people watch her nightly talk about, you know, what the weather's going to be like for them the next day. I mean, people look to her as they do with other weather people.
Drying your tears.
You made me cry. Now I'm trying to prevent myself from snotting all over the place. Son of a bitch. But the super into weather thing goes with her intelligence.
I was okay with it. Passion. You brought that shit back on your own.
It's her
I'm
passion.
Sorry.
I was trying to...
Passion of her weather.
Yeah. Yes. She's, like we are for pop culture, that's how she is for weather.
Yeah,
it's one of her big passions. I don't know why.
She gets giddy.
Because it seems so.
She gets giddy when there's a snowstorm.
She does. I wish I was joking, but she does. We've had her on the show a couple times, and it's always to talk about the weather, and she just goes geeky for it.
So it's like her passion then too. That like
which is what I said like a minute ago.
I'm sorry, I was still too busy laughing at. She's super into fucking weather. And when you said that, like, you know, as we are about pop culture, I imagine her just, like, watching movies about weather. Like, Twister is her favorite movie. You know, Sharknado. She's, like, pulling it. Like, that's totally couldn't happen, but still kind of a good thing.
I became friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And all her pictures are weather. So, yeah. It would not be beyond the realm of reality that she could go home and just watch the Weather Channel as other people watch romantic comedies.
Have you actually watched the Weather Channel recently? Because I have cable now, finally, for the first time in a long time. Weather Channel has a lot of other shows now that they put on that are actually pretty fucking dope.
Are they all weather related?
Are
you getting super into weather?
I'm weather curious. I'm not willing. I'm not gonna go home and tell my parents, mom, dad, listen. I know I've got a kid with Malia, but I'm just really kind of.
I've been seeing a cyclone on the side.
We got cows. All right, that's for now. Bryce, who is one of your?
I do know one.
I don't have a person like you guys do. Apparently,
you have an elderly woman or a meteorologist.
Super into weather.
Yeah, you just have like. I just go for like straight sex.
Super,
yeah.
Super into weather. Thank you.
Yeah, not just super. Kinda. She didn't go to super school to be so like. Yay.
Totes into weather.
I love her Twitter handle. Totes into weather. Because it's funny on two points, two levels. Think about totes. No, just please. You only got two rounds left. You only got the two rounds left.
What's the bag?
Didn't need to remind him about the bag, Bryce.
I'm not going to forget that.
Bryce, so your celebrity crush. What is she super into, do you think?
I don't know.
There's no one?
Not like any one specifically. I mean, there's actresses that I find very attractive.
Okay. So give us a for instance so we can kind of gauge the Bryceometer, if you will.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah. The
super sweet the girl new, next door. Yeah.
She's
gorgeous, funny.
She got way hotter as she got older.
Yeah, she did.
I will say that.
Yeah.
And I will give her this much props, as much as I'm sure she has been offered money for it. She's never once, as far as I know, shown her boobs.
Yep.
And people would fucking, like, her, much like Dolly Parton, blessed in that capacity to the ump degree. Even watching Party 5, I'm just like, so sorry your parents died. Do you want to go out sometime? Or just, I got this van. Smells like, you know, Rohypnol. If you want to go check it out real quick. I don't know where it's coming from.
Does this smell like chloroform to you?
Yeah. Just, but no, I also had a very big crush on it. And, you know, even as ridiculous a premise as the Ghost Whisperer is, because it's obviously a play on the Dog Whisperer.
Yeah.
But she pulls it off with grace and with professionalism. And then when they brought on Aisha Tyler, who I do also find very, very attractive, not only because she's a voice on Archer. But she's fucking hilarious, and I got a chance to interview her over the phone, unfortunately. Aww. But I geeked out on all over Aisha Tyler. I was just like, you know what? If the world was a different place, I would have loved to have gotten shot down by you in high school. And she's like, I want you to know something. You probably wouldn't have been shot down by me. I'm like, really? She's like, I was super geeky and into theater. I'm like, oh, I was into theater, too. Like, there's like this camaraderie moment. But no, yeah.
And then she shot you down there.
Well, no, actually, by the time
she wouldn't have shot him down then, but she'd shoot him
now.
Down now.
I think she'd just shoot me. I think that's pretty much the long and the short.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, but so if we're in Florida, never be there with Ice Tug. She's going to take you the fuck out. Just stand on my ground, bro. Stand on my ground. So the Jennifer Love Hewitt thing, I totally get. Super sweet, super funny, girl next door kind of type, but like with maybe a little bit of a secret or a dark.
Probably kinky.
A little kinky.
She follows that Alyssa Milano kind of vibe where
mythos,
it's like she's that, she can be tomboyish, she can be sexy, she's super intelligent. I mean, and she's totally funny.
How do you feel? Think she feels about the weather? Give me the shot. I don't even care. I'll take that one. I paid for it. Money's on the table. There it is. Like midway, like a little bit.
Probably
doesn't really care.
Weather.
Doesn't a little bit. That's again weather curious. I really am. So if I've ruined her for you, because now every time you're looking at her, just all you hear is Jim fucking cackling in the background.
You did. You totally. You just
dude,
totally.
I don't care.
You said the words. We just repeated them. I'm sorry. It's the thing.
Well,
it happened.
He tortures me with the fucking weather girl on 12.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, because I was going to do the opposite. Like,
was
what
it
is
the Asian
celebrity?
Chick?
No.
It's
she's like a scarecrow. She's like too skinny.
Here's the thing.
Since the fattest guy in the room, she's too skinny. Sorry.
The weather girl on 12. I think she's got like her own like.
I think she does
show
some
now.
Stuff now.
Yeah. Stephanie Kralovich has a huge mouth. Like
Jeff Ginnell's head.
She's got a mouth that looks like Trey Parker drew it.
You stopped when you said she's got a mouth that looks like Trey Parker. Then you paused. I'm just like, wait, hold on.
She's got the Canadian flip-top head, essentially. but in real life.
Hey, now, buddy.
Here's the thing. I met Stephanie Kralovich.
Oh, stole the flip top head. Yes. I know you're, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Canadian head.
Duh. I met her last October, and I didn't recognize her right away.
Yeah.
Just like, she totally looks familiar. And then I got
she's
back.
She's saying, oh, Canada. I'm just like, that's where I knew her from.
But like, it was bugging me like all day.
Yeah.
Go home, check my Twitter feed, because it was a big event. Stephanie Kralovich. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, that's who it was. Oh my God, she's so much scarier in person. Because it's like
so much scarier in person.
Every time I saw her, it was like,
did
she looks really familiar.
Eat your head?
I did. I saw her eat a whole roasted pig without.
Then you know what? How about you do this? How about you not give her a reason to eat your fucking head? How about you do that?
Well, I did try and stay away from her throughout the whole thing. And she has no idea who I am, so I'm fine.
She's like, no, that one. That's the one I want. Bring him to me.
It would be the weirdest thing
my
to find out that.
My large tooth minions, bring them to me.
It would be the weirdest thing to find out that she listens to this show.
You know, I used to be super into Not Another Podcast, and now not so much.
I could just imagine that iTunes review. Very offensive.
I'd love to give this 0 stars, but unfortunately I
no,
can't.
No, she seems like a really nice person.
Oh, yeah, she totally but seems nice, but she's also like. And again,
very, like,
seeing her in person
happy, seems like a very happy, outgoing.
Can
seeing
you,
her
can
in person,
a shot
that's
of her?
What I'm trying
okay.
to do.
It was almost like being back in high school. It's like she had her clique of friends that she yeah. was wandering around with, and they all had this air of like, "Don't talk to us. You're
like bad girls club kind of thing."
Yeah, yeah. And it was just like it was very off-putting, wow. you know.
Now with the whole big mouth thing. Shut up. I'm just holding for it. Gina Gershon, I have always found amazingly sexy.
See,
because
the,
she is she's a great actress, not just because she was in Showgirls, which most people laugh at, but I think is a very
most people remember her
underrated
from Bound.
Piece. Oh, dude, Bound. That's what I was going to get to next.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly,
mm-hmm.
who with, I don't know what it is.
Jennifer Tilly is.
I feel creepy because it's her voice. More than anything else, if I didn't hear her speak, I'd still think she's attractive. But when I hear her talk, I don't know what it is. I don't
there's
know
a there's a definite creep factor with Jennifer Tilly because yeah. she is so gorgeous, but that voice yeah. is very off-putting. And
you feel creepy, like liking to hear her talk and say stuff. Because
I've seen her on interviews though.
Yeah,
and she scares the shit out of me. She is like so deranged, and like when she's talking to you,
yeah.
she'll start a sentence. And go through 10 topics before she reaches the end of the story, of the initial story she started. Because she's so scatterbrained, and all I can think of is how much cocaine did you snort?
Well, what's even funnier...
She's out of her mind.
Is she is like one of the... Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And again, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. When you got a thick love for someone, you know, you're going to need someone with a large appreciation to be able to accept said love. That's all I'm trying to muddle
she
out there.
Could swallow you whole.
That's
just
fine.
Flip back the top
just
of her head.
Just because her parents were Langoliers does not mean we have any reason to poke fun. They devoured time is what they did. But no.
But the funniest thing for me is to imagine Kralovich's head on Jeff Giannola, or Kralovich's mouth on Jeff Giannola's head. Jeff Giannola has the biggest head.
Yeah. Marconi used to refer to him as his unofficial father because their heads were kind of large for some
they
mysterious
both had
reason.
Their own orbits.
Yeah, for the most part. But no, with not Gina Gershon, but
Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly. She is like a celebrity poker fucking monster. She wins tournaments like no one's business. She's gone to the.
It's because everyone's distracted by her tits. She wears the very low cut, leans in,
look,
and squeezes them together with her arms.
Okay, first of all, that's my trick. I was the first lean and squeezer is what I call it, the lean and squeeze. I perfected
it
that
It never
shit.
Worked for you, though.
Yeah, well...
Not like it does for her.
I guess you should be more super into cleavage. What do you think? Like, just
I think you got to get better cleavage.
Better. You know what? My cleavage is getting smaller. I've lost weight. I was, when I started my old job, before I left it at Cormark, I started that job, I was at 320, 323, believe it or not. Well, you obviously believe it. Because Peter's like, no, Jim, you totally weren't. And just like, yeah, uh-huh, that's about what we imagined. But now I'm down to 280 pretty much, and 279 for the most part. So
soon we're going to have to start calling him medium Jim.
You know, or annoying Jim. Just put some other adjective in front of that. But something else that helped me lose some weight recently is a story that I wanted to bring up.
Cocaine?
I was doing coke with Jennifer Tilly. We were watching Bride of Chucky. So weird. She's super into that movie. No, I was watching... We were Malia and I
love it when he cracks himself up.
Sometimes I'm the only one that matters. No, earlier this week, Malia and I went to Dairy Queen. And we got a couple of burger baskets. I think it was a double cheeseburger or something like that. Something run-of-the-mill.
Something horrible for you.
Yeah, that. But, like, you know, in the back of your mind, like, when you go to eat fast food, it's not going to make you feel nourished and complete as a human. You're going to have this little sense of, like, all right, I'm going to slog around with this in my belly for a while.
But it tastes so good.
But it does. It tastes so good. We both, like, I was about three-quarters of my way through that burger, and I'm just like, this burger ain't sitting right with me. And Malia's like, I'm feeling the exact same way. There's something wrong with this burger. I don't know what it is. So,
you didn't like the extra E. coli?
Well, I'm at standard, like, on the side, preferably as a dipping sauce, but not like as like a condiment. Like, I don't put that shit on there. But I swear to God, it was the first time since 1976 when Janice Willig squatted out Little Jimmy. When I came out and I was a member of the Clean Plate Club from day one, I always finished my plate. I couldn't finish the burger. I've had some shitty burgers in my day. I'm just like, this burger is gross from bite one, but I refuse until I'm done. Something happened and I could not. I had to wrap up the remains, and it was like wrapping up a dead friend, like I was like a war zone scenario. I'm like, carry, I'll see you on the other side, bro. I just like zip the bag up and just like carry him to the fucking. That's what my butt sounded like. Because
you're talking to him like he's Jesse Ventura in Predator, and you're looking up at the moon.
Just the two of us walking out, man.
Just you and me.
You and me, man. Just you and me. Gonna have me some fun. Gonna have me a meal. What I got was a whole lot of dysentery, like Oregon Trail level dysentery, and Malia too. Like we were like trading off like bathrooms, you know, just sort of going back and forth. Because it was bad. Like, I wrapped up my burger, I threw it away, and, like, it was a weird feeling for me because I don't ever... I was raised in a household where you don't waste food.
You don't waste food.
You don't, at all. Like, everything has to get eaten. Even if it's a little bit past its prime. You know, unless it's milk, in which case, like, nope. Fucking toss the gallon. That's my line.
Well, that's free cottage cheese. What's the matter with you?
Well, I'm not going to churn that shit. I'm not Amish.
Not yet.
Well, got
you
the
do
hat.
Have that.
Start with the hat. You start to get the white cotton down. Shirt and the black wool overalls.
You got the hat and the beard right now, so you're on your way.
Yes, and I have a wife and a child, English. So, but anyway, yeah, so the rest of that day, Malia and I are sitting around the house, and we are just feeling like nine different shades of lousy, and we don't know. At first, we're just like, is it the burger, or is it just like, you know, we didn't know. And, like, throughout the course of that night, it got worse and worse and worse. We were throwing up. We were, you know, taking mad deuces.
Food poisoning.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And so a day or two after that was my farewell comedy show at Hard Rock PDX.
That's why you look so pale.
Yes. Well, that, and I also got whipped with a can of nine tails by one of the comedians, Miss Lorray, fucking hilarious woman. But I got there, and I'm like, my buddy's like, so how you doing? I'm just like, I'm recovering. And I told him the whole story, and he's like, dude, I went to Dairy Queen not that long ago, a totally different Dairy Queen, and had the exact same experience where he couldn't finish his meal and felt like shit for the next couple of days because of which.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't think it's an E. coli outbreak, because otherwise...
I had a friend that worked there. It's not the most sanitary place to get food from.
I'm willing to believe that. And yeah. You figure, like, you know, if it's a burger, if it's being heated to a certain degree, that should kill off most of the bacteria. No. Because that's not all you're eating. You're also eating the condiments. You're eating the bun. And that's being, you know, touched by people in the back that you rarely ever see. So, yeah, it just got super, super bad. So have you guys ever had situations where you had food poisoning?
I am so lucky that I've never had food poisoning.
I've never been horribly sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had, like, stomach upset, but I've never been, like, puking. Yeah.
We call that lead belly, where it just feels like there's a brick of lead sitting in your stomach, and you're just like, you're kind of logy.
Yeah.
But you're not puking and throwing up.
Yeah.
Puking and throwing up, both of them at the same
at
time.
At the same time. Yeah. You have a decision to make.
Chick Y or N. But no, like, it was like...
Which N gets the toilet? Yeah.
But no, we...
Wait,
seriously,
you don't keep a bucket in your bathroom?
Well, the way our bathroom is sorted, like, the sink is right in front of the toilet, so all you have to do is, like, squat up a little bit, arc it just enough to get most of it into the bowl, you know, because sink.
We can sit and aim towards the bathtub because it's right next to it, and there's, like, no...
And you've got the cat box runoff.
Yeah,
so I mean,
yeah.
If anything else just sort of, like, doesn't quite make
it,
you're covered,
then just
bro.
Run the shower to clean it.
Blame it on Tate. Yeah.
No,
well, you guys are lucky because food poisoning is a bad thing.
I know so
affairs.
Many people who get it.
Yeah.
Like, people get it constantly. And I'm always so thankful that I'm not the one who's getting it because, like, I have not thrown up since I was 18.
Who, you fucking Jerry Seinfeld?
I have no idea. Like, I think about that every so often, especially, like, when I get an upset stomach. It's like, when was the last time I actually threw up?
Bryce and I are taking you out drinking tonight, all right? It is nickel shot night.
I know that's not going to happen
at
because
Scabby
Bryce has
Sally's.
A wife he's got to get home
Scabby Sally's has a fantastic...
I love her buffet.
Yeah. Her day-old sushi, fucking to die for, and hella cheap. So... It's going to be all... I'm going to get you a pitcher of Jägermeister and two straws.
See, here's the thing, though. I know that's all going to catch up to me. Like, I'm going to get so sick that
I just
throw up.
You are
like,
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, because when that happens, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
Those of us that puke on the reg, myself included, it's a common affair. But, like, when the first time... If you remember the first time you ever threw up, what a crazy, you know, sensation that is when, like, your stomach's like, nope, this is all going up the other way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
going the wrong direction.
I've had days where I felt like I was going to throw up. I was ready to throw up, but it's like, for whatever reason, it never happened, you know?
Yeah.
So, knock on wood.
Yeah.
If I had some wood around, everything's fake wood.
Particle wood. Particle wood.
Right here. Bring it in. Bring it in, homie.
Okay.
Here, right down the... all right. You know what? That isn't bad. I actually don't. I didn't mind that. I could actually do that on the reg.
Taint tickler.
Is that the kind of Nerf gun you shot me with?
That might be the name of the show.
The Nerf taint tickler. Play it with a friend or don't.
Can you tell the story? Because we were talking before the show that you had a lady falls down in parking lot. Is that? I am so curious about this.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so...
Why did you push the lady down, Jeff?
So, very many reasons, so...
It wasn't Betty White.
I'm just saying, I thought it was. I'm just like, now's my chance!
Betty!
I call her Rose. Call her Rose. Rose Nyland from St. Olaf. We don't know what state that's from. But, no, what had happened was the diaper genie in our house was full. So when, I don't know if you guys have ever had the pleasure.
You knocked a lady over with diapers?
You're getting ahead of yourself. Okay, whatever I use to knock her down is completely irrelevant. But no, the diaper genie.
Just one question. Was she super into weather?
She was looking up at the sky when I got her from the back because that's what was the only way. Now's my chance. You strike now or you don't strike at all. But no, the diaper genie was full, which it's kind of like a little container that you can put a bunch of diapers in, and it keeps a solid seal so that you can sort of easily throw
so
a new one in.
So that odor doesn't...
So, but once that gets full, I call it the shit log. Once the shit log's full, you take it off the top, you snip it off, and then you tie it off, and then you have like this like a hot dog made of human feces and piss and grossness. For those of you listening, enjoy your next Costco dog. There's a reason why they're only $1.50. There's a reason. So the log was out. We replaced the liner. So I'm like, you know what, babe? I'm going to take the garbage out. I'm going to take the shit log out as well. So I pick those up, and I'm walking towards the dumpster in our apartment facility. And I look up, and there is a car with the trunk open. And as I sort of like crest like the hill, the sort of hill, whatever, I notice that there's a woman like laying on the ground next to like some plants or flowers that she bought from Fred Meyer's, or and like a walker sort of thing. So I drop everything. I just run over and just like, "Are you okay? Can I help you?" And she's like, "No, I'm fine. I fell on my knees. For some reason, she was trying to take something out of the trunk of her car, and she just sort of lost her balance and she fell down. She is one of two, I believe they're Native American twins, two women, female twins, women, females, they're rarity this time of year, but these two Native American twins live in our apartment complex, and she was just sort of getting her stuff back to the house and just flat out ate shit on the asphalt. So I helped her to her feet, and then I gathered up all of her stuff, and I helped carry it all from her car to her apartment, gave it to her twin sister. You know,
I thought this story was going to be funny.
I did too.
Wow. Okay. So I'm so sorry. And then I fucked them both, just straight up watching the Weather Channel. Just like, yeah, you super into me right now. I'm super into you.
Yeah, Rose. My name's not Rose. It is now.
It's sad that I can't do something nice and have it be as compelling.
Well, here's the reason.
The way you played it was going to be
exactly.
When Olin falls down the parking lot.
Yes.
Okay, that's like what they call
like a
clickbait.
Fucking banana peel.
It's like clickbait, whereas you know, like, yeah. The story's like it's so extreme, it's gonna change your life. And you click on.
Honey, come out here and sit next to Jim because I need you for this story. Speaking of your story, it reminded me of something that happened to me a few years ago. My lovely wife and I were driving, and we were joking back and forth,
gathering up
the
ammo.
Thank you
don't
for the
give
ammo.
Back to him.
I need that. And so we're driving, and we're joking back and forth as we usually do, and I suddenly scream at her to stop the car. And I leapt out of the car and left her in the car. She thought I had left her.
I wasn't sure what the hell was going on. All I know was, stop, 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 and he jumps out of the car, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Is this a passive-aggressive breakup? Is that what this is? I'm done! I can't handle this any longer!
Stop making fun of me! No, what had happened was as we were
driving...
You're
not driving, as into weather as I thought you were.
You need to be more into weather.
You're just kind of into it, not super into it.
You're phoning it in every day.
Oh, my God, that reminds me. After this story, I got a weather story that you guys will
I'm
really
sure
love.
You, I'm sure you do. Sure you do.
Of course he does.
What had happened was as we were driving, I saw an older gentleman who was on the ground. His wheelchair had caught the sidewalk and basically threw him out.
Tossed him over, yeah.
So I saw that, and I noticed, like, all these people driving by. There had been a car at the stop sign that just left him there. So I scream at her to stop the car, and I ran to help him up.
So you're a superhero.
No, I just wanted to do the right thing. The guy was in trouble and needed help. I totally believe in karma, and stuff like that is, like... If you do good, good things will happen.
He just didn't tell you that he stopped in the phone booth first to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I gotta put my underwear on the outside of my clothes real quick and put this this blanket around my shoulders.
So my poor wife is just like, where is he running to? She turns the car around and comes by and sees me helping this guy. So she parks the car and gets out and helps me. We get him up and on his way. And just
and that
felt
man's
really...
name was Benedict Cumberbatch.
God, I wish.
Ouch. That was... It cut me deep.
It's five, I think. I don't know. I lost count. God damn it. God damn it.
I love you, honey.
She said, convincing one. No, that the thing is, when it comes to karma, there is wanting to do good so that good things kind of come to you, but... What that sounded like to me is kind of what I try to live my life by, which is what I saw when I saw the woman on the ground, which is there's not doing good for the sake of getting anything in return.
No,
it's,
and that wasn't
what's
the intention.
It's supposed to be done in that moment, and if no one else is willing to do it, I'm the first one out of their seat and willing to go that route.
I simply saw someone who needed help, and I reacted. That was it. It wasn't a thought of like, oh, I'm going to get rewarded for this. It was like...
Somebody needs
help. The guy,
help.
He could be hurt, you know? I mean,
and nobody else is stopping.
He clearly couldn't get into the chair by himself, you know.
A quitter. Is that what you're saying, James? Is that what you're saying? How horrible. My question to you is, where was the doctor? Why didn't the TARDIS just sort of appear on that corner?
Really made me mad about the whole thing is people were driving by. They could clearly... I mean, it wasn't like he was like behind some hedges or something. It was right on the corner of the street. I mean,
and
people like, driving by.
And he's
a person was stopped right there at the corner. and didn't get out to help him.
Yeah.
You know, and that just like... It,
that is the saddest state of humanity at this point, because someone will be more apt to be pissed off at the fact that they're being...
inconvenienced.
Thank you. That's the term I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Inconvenienced by the fact that somebody else is in dire need of some simple fucking help, and you're not even close to willing to get off your ass and fucking go over there and make a fucking difference. Not because you're trying to do something, you know, to get something back in return, but because you want to do what a human's supposed to do for another fucking human.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I want to, because we're running out of time, I want to share this
weather lady story. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It's raining, man.
When I was in that horrible hell that was Montana.
Oh.
The
town that shall not be named?
The quote-unquote program director.
Voldemort?
Fancied himself...
forever be known as Godforsaken.
That sounds like a sound from Red Dead Revolver.
That's going to be in Red Dead Revolver 2.
Yeah.
You will
Return
live in...
Return to Montana.
This guy fancied himself like a amateur meteorologist... and
which
like,
just pissed you off.
Oh, dude, it was so bad because every
he was
day.
Super into weather.
Yeah, but like obsessively way. So. Like
not
it was stalking weather.
He was more arch villain to
like,
the superhero.
Like when weather wasn't home, he would break into weather's house
and sniff its underwear.
Yeah.
That got really, really real there. Like that's specific. I was thinking like just steal their valuables. No, sniff. Sniff Weather's underwear.
Yeah.
I love your wife.
He made it a requirement for all of us to go on to like the
National Weather Service,
and get qualified to be weather spotters.
I see some clouds and the sun.
That was the joke with all of us.
Really?
We got our certificate. We'd go outside, look, and go, I spot weather.
It's fucking everywhere. It's in the sky. It's on the trees. Fuck, Jesus Christ.
Did you see that? Weather. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Should I... You think I should report this weather? Should I get on the
website?
Who
do you call? Who do you call to report it?
National Weather Service. You have your certificate. I think I still have that certificate somewhere.
You should have that shit framed.
The sun is still in the sky. I just
is
wanted
to
let you
National
know.
Weather Service? Yeah, this is... Weather Spotter 1171 in Godforsaken, Montana. I just want you to know.
Big Sky Country, BT Dubstep.
We've spotted a cloud. There is a cloud. It is heading northeast.
It might be Muslim. I'm not sure.
just doing my part.
Yeah.
Just watch yourselves.
It was the dumbest thing ever.
But in that moment, though, when you realize just how ridiculous that is...
I was trying so hard to humor, earn brownie points with this guy. I was the first one to complete it. And he was so proud. He took it like a proud father, put it up on the refrigerator.
Shut the fuck up. In the break room? You know, you guys can learn a lot from this new guy, James.
He's a go-getter. Even though he's fucked up everything else he's touched.
He's pretty in a weather right
but
now.
But he can spot weather.
Yeah.
So... you should all learn by his example.
Hello, National Weather Service. I'd like to let you know that there's a dying star that lives several hundred light years away from us. And it's
that's not weather, sir. That's not weather.
I would disagree. I completed a certificate.
Please contact Noah.
Yeah. I watched every episode of that show with Neil deGrasse Tyson on it. Yeah. So I think I know a thing or two about the fucking weather. So how about you get off your
that's
dead
astronomy,
fucking ass.
Asshole.
Stop being curious about the weather. Start making weather solutions.
This is not a line for astronomers, sir. This is a line for weather enthusiasts.
Difference. Where do you think the weather comes from? God damn it.
I'm what sick. Do you think I am, a doctor?
I'm sick of all this motherfucking weather on this motherfucking plane.
I'm a weather enthusiast, not a doctor, damn it.
Wow, we went straight Star Trek with that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This feels like a dandy place to sort of like land the plane.
Yeah.
Land the shuttlecraft.
If the fucking landing gear would come out, we would land this plane.
When was the last time they actually landed the plane in the movies? I'm just saying.
Well, on this show,
not,
we crash it into the mountain
so well.
Every show.
The goddamn plane has flown into the mountain.
Okay, so this is your Next week is your final show with us, Jim. You fucking quitter.
Well, you know,
quitters never win.
I'll spill the beans to the audience now. We're trying to mass record as many episodes as possible. So even after I'm gone, after my fleshy body,
after his demise,
yeah, after I'm driving a fucking Penske truck from Pennsylvania, from Portland to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, has driven off a ravine, you know,
under questionable circumstances.
That's gonna be one hell of a drive too.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Are you stopping? Are you gonna sleep?
No, he's gonna fucking straight through.
No, Malia found this awesome website that shows you how much gas prices are through every stop, depending on, like, you know, if you want to drive for like 8 hours or 12 hours, the quantity of the gasoline of the vehicle that you're driving. So it'll tell you what gas stations you'd be best likely to stop at, where the cheapest ones are, what the rates are for current hotels or motels that exist along the way. So we can price the whole thing out and see. It's gonna the truck itself cost us about $600 and some odd for about 10 days. And the gas alone is going to be about another $400 and some odd to go from point A to point B. And we're now talking about maybe bringing one of our cars with us and towing it behind us. And
now to add on to that,
we need those. I figured just like some yarn, you know. I got some bungee cords,
you
bro.
Roll duct tape and you're good.
Solves everything.
Yeah, duct tape. Yeah.
Might be a little better on the car.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, it goes in the ditch. You know, but no, we're gonna have to get a special a tow hitch and that whole fun thing. And the problem is, like, I've driven plenty of box trucks in my working experience, but I've never driven one towing a car before.
Back up.
Okay, so just drive forward.
Try not to back up. Yeah.
Try not to back up.
Ever forward. Ever forward.
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Is that where the dent from the one vehicle came from?
No, that was that was
Montana's final FU.
You know, when you're in a bad place, when the place itself is trying its best to keep you there for as long as fucking possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to ruin your life.
And we were almost out of Montana. This was like the last city before we were out. And God damn it!
It's like, was it Creepshow? I think it was Creepshow 2, where they all go swimming in the
yeah,
the
that
lake.
Oil slick, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I beat you! Blah! Comes up, like, no, you didn't, bitch. Fuck you, I come from Montana.
Now, here's the thing. We are recording some extra shows that Jim will be on, but Jim is not going away.
No.
We are currently trying to figure out some technical stuff, but Jim will return as a regular. Maybe not as regular as he has been, but he will return
as
a regular.
I poop a lot. You guys know. After every show, I have to take a deuce in your bathroom. And
every show, we replace that toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think you haven't gotten any whiskey?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it came out of the whiskey fund.
Fair enough. That would explain the gold-plated urinal that you had installed.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah, and the bidet. Thank you
but,
for that.
I actually got the podcasting equipment from Don from the old Big and Loud days. It's old and busted. I actually haven't plugged it all in to make sure it still works, but it was a champ for 300 and some odd episodes that we recorded. So if I can figure out a way to make sure that it still works, get my laptop hooked up to it, and we should be able to Skype or figure out some kind of way.
We've got a plan in place. We just need to test it. Okay. Bryce and I will be working on that probably either this week or next week.
Yeah.
Just depends on our schedules. Once we have that figured out, then we're going to get you and Samantha hooked up, and we are finally going to have shows with all four of us together.
Sweet.
So it will happen. Unfortunately, we won't all be in the same room, which sucks.
Will she have regular sex with us, whether we want to or not?
Well, with Bryce and I.
Okay.
She's got something else in mind.
More of a mind fuck, if you will.
She laughs really evilly whenever she talks about it. It's kind of... no, even scarier than that. Yeah. scarier.
Yay.
That's about it, I think. Okay, so next week, though, is your final show with us here.
Yeah.
We've got something very special planned. Plus, it's not confirmed yet, but I think it's a very likely our good friend Dennis Pitzenbarger will be here.
The man, the myth, the motherfucking legend.
We will finally be able to put a pin in that ongoing show.
I don't even remember where we left off with, like, it was like section two that we did.
No, we got through all of his TV stuff, and we're finally going to get to the music stuff that we've been promising for like a year now.
But you know what we didn't do was the Car Wars.
Enthusiastic? That'll be part of it too, I think.
Okay. So, okay, then that'll be my homework then. I will come up with two vehicles that we can kind of, you know, go do battle
with. I will dig out the Car Wars intro.
Oh, God. I don't even remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we'll figure it all out. I'll send it out to them, put the three questions together, and then bumper stickers you like to see on the back of each
I think
vehicle.
Next week's going to be a very emotional show. Bryce and I have been working on something very special for you, so we'll have that. We will have the best songs for a road trip, and we will have the final installment of Car Wars ever.
Yeah.
Until you come back to Oregon and the four of us can get together again.
Well, by then...
But you're never coming back, are you, Jim? You're never coming back!
By then, the desert lizard mutants will be like... Basically, it's be fighting for gasoline. It'll be like Mad Max, Fury Road, City of Roses edition. So that's pretty much what the
Fury Roses?
Dude, all right. You're hired. You start tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah. But
so, I want to take this opportunity, though, to tell you how great you've been on the show.
Stop it.
How much I feel that you've helped build this show up. And the fact that you've kept us laughing all this time has meant the world to me.
You trying to make me cry, bitch. You trying to make me cry.
No, that's next week.
Okay.
You wait.
We're make you bald.
See, and here's the thing.
Wait.
Hold on. What did Bryce... Because a lot of times Bryce will throw something in that doesn't quite get caught until you listen to it again. What did you just say?
No. You'll have to listen back. The whole show. Where was it? Where did he say it?
What the fuck did he say?
No, I did this for... this specific thing for Samantha, and she thought she wasn't going to cry. She bawled like a baby.
The one thing I will always say about James Robinson is that your passion for radio cannot be matched by anyone else. Others have seen continual success in some capacities, say like your Court Webbers or like your Marconis or whatever. For whatever reason, there's some bullshit element that they have that for whatever reason missed you, unfortunately. But your passion and the way that you go at things, this isn't something that you do because you need a paycheck. You do this because this is what gets you the fuck up in the morning. This is what you... Jesus, God,
that was
almighty
a loud
Christ.
One.
Fucking... I think I saw his head turn all the way around. Like a fucking... Like Exorcist style. Like, I just saw like rolls of skin and then Bryce's head...
We're going to have to find a way when we're all on Skype to make sure that gets caught so we get his reaction every time.
Oh, yeah.
Or we'll, at least you two will have to be on video with each other.
So. How about we just record me dry heaving a bunch of times in a bunch of different ways, and then you can play that after every time Bryce, you know, unbuckles his neck. But no, not finished. You have not only that, you've inspired me, because like I said...
I'm sorry.
When I got to KUFO, I knew fucking dick all about nothing. I was just a funny guy that somehow lucked out to be on a radio show, on a primetime show, in a primetime time slot, because I was friends with somebody else. I was trying to help them out. Somehow I got swept up in the mix. It was James fucking Robinson that helped me the fuck out, that taught me how to work the fucking, the e-skimmer? The old e-skimmer? How to work the Vox Pro, how to work every possible, how to pot up music, how to... You know, hit the post. All these important fundamental things you just gave to me willingly because that's what you're passionate about. And I am honored, fucking honored, to be a part of you and Bryce's show every fucking week. Except for those weeks where some shit kind of gets caught in the mix and
it's
like, hey.
Weird, yeah.
I
will say, Jim, though, through thick and thin, your friendship has meant the world to me. You have always been solid. Whenever I've needed you, you've been there. You've never failed to make me laugh. Except for that one time, but we're not supposed to talk about it.
But we're talking about it, which means...
I didn't say what it was or when it happened.
You broke in the covenant. The sleeper has awoken.
Not allowed.
And I want to take this opportunity to say to you, Bryce, because you've been from the get-go with this show, which has gone on 5 years now, 6 years?
Yeah.
A really long time. Yeah. You've been here from when I first asked you... There was no hesitation. You were just like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then you went, wait, what?
The fuck are we doing?
And Bryce said something, too, I think, during before the show about the fact that he didn't have the same kind of radio experience that you mm-hmm. and I have. But, Bryce, you are every bit as lethally hilarious. You just bide your fucking time. Like a sniper in, like, full gully. I don't know what they call it.
Gully.
It's gully, son. It's gully. In a gilly suit.
That's,
like,
that's ghetto gilly.
Slowly working your way through. It's like a it's like all spray painted and shit and tagged. Up. Yeah.
It's urban.
Yeah, it's
like urban camouflage.
That, yeah. Yo, hey, yo, that cinder block been moving a little
this
bit,
is
yo.
Banksy, damn it.
You say I'm crazy, but I swear to God, dude.
I will say though that I have had more fun doing this podcast with you two than almost anything I've done in my my professional radio career.
Yeah.
And if I ever had the opportunity to take this into a real radio station, there would be no hesitation. You both would come with me. No, there'd be a lot more dumping out because some people just have a filthy fucking mouth, Jim.
Fuck you.
Window is open. All the way. Like completely
they're so
open.
Used to they're so desensitized to
yeah,
our
they shit.
They
don't even make eye contact with me when I walk through anymore. They're just like, there he is. Don't look at him.
Don't look at him.
No, I would be lying if I didn't say that I didn't have a fantasy about maybe one day winning Powerball and just being able to start for a brief period of time a radio station where I could bring back all the greats like the Rick Emersons and the Quentin Fats, and then like also include in that whole monumental moment this show and make it like the nose cone of that fucking, you know.
Bree and I have always said if we ever won a mega jackpot like that,
yeah.
The first thing we would do is build a professional radio type studio for
yeah.
podcasting.
And that's
and build,
all you would need, yeah.
Build a our own network.
But you would stay here in this apartment.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But
are
all
you
the,
out of your goddamn mind?
All the stuff that we've done, we would have a huge TV so we could do our movie commentaries. You know, great equipment so we could do our music episodes. And we'd expand our guest list.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the reason that we haven't had more guests in is because this studio just sucks. You know?
Way to sell the project there, James. Yeah.
I have to. The product
this
speaks
turd,
for itself.
For some reason, hasn't sold. I don't know why. I've been trying so hard to just pick up the soppy, smelly turd and sell it to anyone that'll buy it. Nobody wants it. Don't know why. Could be any menagerie of reasons.
Give it away.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank you, Jim, and you, Bryce, because without you two, it would just be me talking into a microphone about Star Wars.
Well, A, you're very welcome, and B, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm like 30% certain that Bryce and your wife are related in some way. I'm not quite sure how.
What? What?
I re-listened to that fucking episode. And, like, just seriously, like, the sincere, like, shock and surprise.
I wanted to ask Malia her reaction to it when you found out.
She doesn't like hearing me talk as on a regular, so.
Did
like,
she just look at you and go, duh?
Well, she doesn't have as a lengthy a knowledge of you two as I've known you for as long as I have. And then, like, you know, to come and meet Bryce and the whole thing, I don't know why. I just never put kind of like two and two together that you two might have been related. I just figured, like, you know, James and Bryce are friends. James and Bree are related or, you know, married. Related.
They're related and married.
Well,
we met at a family reunion.
Heading back to Pennsylvania, so that shit ain't on coming there. Pennsylvania.
Can we, before we end this turd,
sell it hard.
Can we go through? I would love to know Bryce and Jim favorite top three episodes we've done together.
Oh, ooh. Fuck! Well, Friction Method. Hands
yeah.
down,
yeah.
like
that really started this. Yeah. I mean, we'd done shows with you before, but that episode, for some reason, just started something with us.
You know, it started with the most sincere of intentions, which was, Jim, let's talk about your stand up and like your impressions on stand up
right.
and like, yeah, that's what that whole fucking.
The whole
I don't think we ever got to
there.
That.
No.
Though.
No, we did. We did slowly but surely through a lot of meat fucking. We got there eventually. But that,
a couple
that,
burn units.
Oh, never, God, yeah. Never going to your house for dinner ever.
Like, it started off, like, you know, like, legitimate, and like, okay, it started off, like, with spit takes, and then it progressed to, like, burn unit, victims, humor.
Meat cooking.
And then just, like, meat fucking, and then, like, eventually we got around to, like, Jim's stand-up history, which is kind of also entertaining on occasion.
Whatever. Let's go back to the meat fucking, apparently.
I will, like, you know, on a day when I used to work at the warehouse, I have a bunch of podcasts. I don't know if this is misogynistic or not, but the Quirt and Fat Boy shows that I did with Byron, the old Big and Loud, and of course the fucking Not Another Podcast episodes, all sort of like, you know, swirling together.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever that episode starts, I kind of had like this little smile to myself because I know it's like when you know you're in for a good time.
Yeah.
Like, all right, just gonna sit back and fucking, no matter what happens around me, this shit's going in my ears. And this shit is fucking hilarious. And I can't explain it to people. You have to hear the episode for all it's worth. Bryce has some classic fucking lines that unfortunately got swallowed. A burn below the belt to me to this day. Fucking priceless. And like tragically kind of like didn't get the laugh it deserved.
As long as it got caught by everybody else.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
It was a total group effort and just fucking priceless from beginning to end, I think.
We've had so many shows like that too. What are your other two?
I would say actually the last one we did, the Fistering the Rectory. Yeah. Just a strong.
Coming up
fucking
with that name was just.
Because I think originally it was just like the
There's
Fistory.
Like four different name changes.
Yeah. Well, that's how a lot of these shows go.
Yeah, we come up with like seven or eight different names, and by the time when I'm putting it up, it's like I can't remember them. Or, yeah.
And what's amazing, though, is because my other favorite episode, because before I get into the whole Fistory and the Rectory, the show of many names that I think Bryce, you were absent for that one, unfortunately, for some reason. I think it was just James and I.
Yeah.
The show of many names.
Yeah, every time we turned around, we had a new name for the show. Yeah.
When you guys both came out to, actually, when all three of you guys came out to my farewell party, we met a fan.
Our one listener!
Dude, and not only that, but he listened to the show of many names and sent me a Facebook message with every fucking name. And
it's you like, got to forward that to me.
Done. I will show you. I'll at least show it to you before I leave on my phone.
Yeah.
But I will forward that shit to you. But, I mean, I swear to God, like, that alone is like the reason why we do this shit.
Yeah.
Like, the
fact
even if one person, if there's just a single person. See, the thing is we come in, we do this for ourselves. We entertain ourselves. But
if
knowing
we can entertain one person.
Knowing that there's one person that listens to this bullshit
I
and enjoys
to get
it.
People to listen, but
that is not directly blood
no
related
does.
To
yes.
us.
Yeah.
You know.
That,
well, it's not required
that makes it even more for us to get together and do this.
Totally, yeah.
Because we know there's someone, however mentally ill they are,
hey,
likes
hey,
this shit.
Really? Just scare them off? Really? Just going to go ahead and just tell
I don't
us?
Think we could scare them
I met the guy. There's no way we could
Yeah,
scare
he did not seem like...
I was stunned, though. It's like I turned around and you were like, hey, this guy listened. And I was like, I've never met a listener before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work with him, so...
The look on James's face was just like, you're fucking with me. I'm just like, no. Like, legitimately, like, this is the guy. He is the one that I think his Facebook icon is a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm just like, automatically, fucking love this guy. And, yeah, gonna say it, a little intimidating, you know, with the shaved head, you know, and, like, the horns that he had, like, you know, fused onto his skull. And, like, the anyway, no, sweet fucking guy. Stuck around, hung out with us, was there because he knew the three of us were going to be there, and made it a point.
My regret is that I didn't talk to him more. I would have loved to talk to him more, but
well,
we had to...
your bodyguards wouldn't let him anywhere near you.
Well, you know, so. Whenever I go out, they, you know...
The people always shout, there goes James Robinson, don't fucking look him in the eye.
Shut up.
Yada-da-da-da-da.
They like to...
Did we get all three of yours?
I believe,
no, we were just Fistory and the Rectory. And
Fistory
then,
and the Rectory and Show of Many Names.
Show of Many Names. Bryce, top three.
Fistory and the Rectory.
just saying it is fun.
I know, it's enjoyable. not if you're on the receiving end.
I'm more of a broadcaster, not a receiver.
Yeah, the Friction Method. And then probably our first religious show that we did.
Yeah,
oh,
it was.
Fuck, what's the name of that one? Crap.
No, that's not what it was called.
Crap. Yes, no, I think that's pretty much what it was.
Let me see if I can find it here. Because I have access to them right here.
The inner
the
tubes?
Technology. He has the power.
You got the touch. Dun, dun, dun.
See, what was it?
You got the power. That's not even a note.
Was it Leaning Tower of Disappointment?
I don't know.
We can just read off the names of our shows, and that's entertainment alone.
That's got to be it.
Leaning Tower of Disappointment.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because it was an episode that didn't start out specifically about that as a topic, but once...
No, that was it, because that was the show that we lost half of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Leaning Tower of Disappointment was like,
That was so heartbreaking, because the first half of that, because it was the whole, like, me getting the phone call from the Fast and Furious 7 movie or whatever.
I'm like, I'm looking through some of these episodes, and I'm, like, remembering...
Yeah. It's called repressed memory. Yeah, it's probably best not to look back.
I gotta agree with you.
It's called PTSD.
My number one episode that we've done together was Friction Method, but I've gotta call out episodes like Thermal Defecator.
Fuck, I didn't even know what that one was about.
I don't either. We had let's see. I love this one because we had such a funny take on suicide and things like that, and it was. Takedown.
Can we isolate that one right there? We had such a funny take on suicide. Oh, my God.
Let's face it, it's a disturbing subject, but we kind of found a little humor in it.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do with something like that. But
That's like one of the hardest things to do. Death is the hardest thing to make funny.
But, Taking Down Big Parking was one of my favorites.
Okay, that one's ringing a vague bell.
We were talking... That was the episode where we pulled it out of you that you were leaving to Pennsylvania, and you were talking about the parking structure where people commit suicide.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Bryce said the problem is we need to take down big parking.
Yeah, okay. Still true to this day. Yeah. Still fucking true.
But I will say that one of my favorite episodes was actually commentary, and that was the haunting in Connecticut.
When we were first
introduced
to Drunk Dad.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke made it so fucking just spoon-fed
me. That was sinister.
Yeah, that was sinister.
But yeah, that was like after. But Drunk Dad appeared because we watched a series of like ghost haunting type movies, and that was the first one. But Drunk Dad was in every episode.
Yeah,
like after that. But no,
to be fair,
he was never funnier.
He's never left. He's never left. Yeah.
He was never funnier than that first episode, because that was the episode where the guy grabbed all the light bulbs and threw them in the garbage.
You know how expensive electricity is.
But another great episode that unfortunately Bryce wasn't on, but was FDR American Badass,
which was Bryce's suggestion.
I know.
And
it was
fucking
such a brilliant commentary.
No,
we were laughing so hard.
Oh my God, damn it! Kevin Sorbo was Abraham Lincoln. Stop drilling. You've hit awesome. Oh my God, damn it! And then they did the fucking the Bon Jovi song.
Well, he had the wheelchair
Tommy,
that flew.
Tommy used to work on the docks. Yoon's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough.
We have never watched a more historically accurate movie than that.
And the thing is, if you listen to the commentary, we literally watched the fucking movie because we couldn't make fun of the movie.
That
was that fucking...
Itself.
Oh yeah, it's,
we've watched some terrible fucking movies.
Agreed,
so Rubber...
Rubber was the one I wasn't there for. You guys told me how bad that turd was.
Oh, that was horrible.
Horrendous.
But
on paper, it sounded like this is a great, absurd...
Well,
it
got all these fucking...
Yeah, we talked about it for like a month before we watched it, because like we were doing something on the Cannes Film Festival, or Sundance, one of them.
Yeah.
And it was like this great movie. Everyone loved it. It was critically... And we're like, this sounds great,
yeah,
you know?
Let's watch that
so
shit.
We watched it, and the whole movie, we're just like,
what the fuck is this?
It's not... In hindsight, I've talked to other people about it. It really is kind of a really...
Artsy-fartsy.
Breakdown of fucking conventional horror
movies.
I
love that it came out of Bryce's mouth. Artsy-fartsy.
He sounds so old when he says it,
too. The last term I would ever expect to come out of that man's mouth.
Hey, these Werther's don't eat themselves.
I gotta ask, since we're talking about...
It's a righteous thing to do, and a tasty way to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Really quick, best movie and worst movie we've done a commentary for.
God damn
in your
it.
Opinion.
I love you, it's like real quick, because then I gotta think back through... Midnight Meat Train sticks out in my mind. And that was one of the first ones.
Yeah, it was.
Was Don Frost on that one? Because he was on like one early
We had
on.
Don on a couple. I believe he was on Hobo with a Shotgun.
I don't think that I don't think that Don's forte was like commentary kind of thing, because I think he, much like most people that watch movies, kind of like want to watch the fucking movie and not just tear it to shreds like the three of us do. But no, Midnight Meat Train, definitely best one. Worst has to be, and Bryce already said it, Cereal fucking Rabbit.
Jesus,
because, I mean, that one wasn't even bad for, like, funny sake. It was just fucking bad all the way around.
Bryce?
Hobo with a Shotgun was probably one of my favorites.
Oh, God. Did not expect anything that happened in that fucking movie. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's but it was in a way that we could still make fun of it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Agreed, yeah.
And then I would have to say Rubber was probably the worst. But Cereal Rabbit was the worst that you
were
on. Totally.
So fucking...
it was my fault.
You were directly involved in.
Okay.
Well, you picked the movie, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Fuck, that's right. Because we had a choice between that and another movie that I think we watched later on. And was actually a lot better, but I was like, oh, Cereal Rabbit, that looks hilarious. Why would we not want to watch that?
I'm looking through, like, some... We really watched some really good movies. Because we started doing movies that we liked.
Yeah.
We started doing, like, the fan favorites.
Silent Night, Deadly Night? Oh, my God. Oh, my I hadn't watched that shit in decades.
I got to say,
night.
Though, for me... I know we talked about doing it, but I'm not seeing it on here, so I don't think we did it. But we did do Aliens.
Yes,
That was
because we were debating about whether or not Vasquez and God damn it, the big dude that dies early on, if they fucked
Drake.
If Drake and Vasquez fucked, because he's like, Vasquez, you're just too cold, and she slaps him in the face, and they both look at each other, and she's like, they totally fucking fucked, you know they did.
I know we talked about it, because Bryce had never saw it, but I'm not seeing it on here, but The Thing. I feel like we did, but I'm not seeing it on here, so I think
the
one that we talked about.
The newest one, or like the
Kurt original,
Russell one?
The original one,
no,
Kurt
the
Russell.
The original one was actually in the 50s.
Kurt Russell.
There was a black and white version
thing.
That
no, fucking... Kurt Russell was the original.
Okay, Jack fucking...
They used a fucking time machine.
Jack Burton from the Porktop Express in Alaska somehow managed to fight an alien off.
But, I'm looking through...
I thought I saw it.
I did too, but I can't...
Because I'm thinking back through my razor-sharp memory, and it's not... It's not pinging.
I remember us doing The Purge. That was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Because
I wanted to watch that.
God, we did Predator.
Yeah,
that was great. The Fly. Oh my God, Goldblum.
Fucking hell! When he breaks that dude's arm.
Yeah.
Oh God. And he pukes on the donut.
God, I don't remember.
Let me see if I can find it this way.
There you go. Well,
this is compelling to the listeners right now.
Oh yeah, we did do it.
We did do it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Sweet.
6/14/14.
Yeah. I'm going to, I think what I might do this year, because of our new situation and stuff, we are unfortunately getting away from the movie commentaries. But the great thing is I can repost these when we're ever on vacation or something. So these might be making reappearances.
If I can make a request, if we can squeeze it in somehow, somewhere between now and when I'm gone, a movie that I've always kind of wanted to tear apart, and I know that the three of us have seen at least once, Willow, because it's such an amazing... Do you have that on the shelf there?
I thought we did.
Because, in all honesty...
If not, it's really cheap on Blu-ray. We can go pick it up.
It is super fucking...
It's corny, but great.
It's corny, but at the same time, fucking Warwick Davis, and fucking thin Val Kilmer... You know, non-fat, non-ironic Valkyrie, legitimate, as a badass sword fight. Come on. Good shit all the way through. We would destroy that piece of people's childhood. I think we should try and do that before I leave. If we can work it in.
I think we can make that happen. You don't have anything like a job tying you down.
Thanks.
No responsibility.
Thanks, Dad, for just like coming in there just like, you have anything like a job tying you down, do you? No, okay, good. Go out and wash my car.
Okay, tell you what.
On Blu-ray, no less. on fucking Blue. I expected nothing less from you too.
So as your final request,
yeah,
we will make that happen.
Take a steaming pile
right on
one of
chest.
My most favorite. I saw it in the goddamn theaters. I walked from my house to the theater with my own monies.
Was it like across the street?
No, like the street's not that small. Okay. Yes, I rode.
He cut through the Amish field first.
I rode a donkey for several days.
There was a lot of
boy buggery
going on, so he ran quick.
The fucking sky came and left many times before I got to the theater.
I'll tell you what, we will say goodbye for now, and then when we're done,
we'll
figure this out. No,
we'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.